Welcome everyone to talk this evening. It's wonderful to see everybody here on a wonderful, a glorious Edinburgh evening, which I guess doesn't happen every night, but thank you for coming. We're in for an interesting evening. I've been privileged enough to be one or two of Fatboo's talks and never been disappointed. We have an interesting brother here who has once described himself as a bit of a news junkie. He's a man that is interested in the world. Well, a lot of news junkie. But I think what's fascinating about that is we have a monastic who lives a life of a monastic, but is very much engaged and interested in the world. So you have that interesting combination for me of someone who lives a monastic life, but is very interested in the world and engaging in the world. And that combination, I think, proves to be an interesting one. If you want a quiet night tonight, just sitting there, it's not going to happen. Fatboo asks as many questions of you do as you will ask of him. It's going to be that sort of dialogue eventually in the second part of the evening. So it's going to be an interesting sort of interactive evening as well. Brother Fatboo has come all the way from Vermont via London and had a wonderful day in Edinburgh on a bus tour today. So he's fairly chilled. So I'll say no more.
Worn out.
Sorry. Yeah. But I'll say no more and pass you over to Brother Vu. Thank you, Brother Vu.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
Good evening. Yeah. It's very nice to be here. I find it always a joy to come to Scotland. I've been here a few times. And it feels like home. I love coming to Edinburgh. I do quite a bit of traveling, and I have to say, and I'm not trying to play up the crowd, but Edinburgh is one of my favorite cities, if not my favorite city, to visit. I can actually get around without a guide. So today, I've been out doing a bit of the tourist thing. Everyone knows when I come to town, just give me a day or two, and I just go off and go places around, see things, check out the bookshops. So this time I decided to take an actual bus tour. Has anyone taken a tour on the buses? Yeah. Usually people who live in a city don't do the tours. Yeah. I have a lot of friends in New York City. None of them have gone to the Statue of Liberty or all those other places. They just kind of ignore the huge towers. So I have to say I'm a little, yeah. And I'm sure some of you are as well, coming from jobs and whatnot. So I thought we'd begin with a short meditation. Who here has never meditated? Everyone kind of gets it? All right. So let's just take a little time to bring our presence here this evening, so my mind isn't still on the bus looking out at the fourth or the castle and whatnot. So let's just take a minute, relax the body, become mindful of the body and the sensations of the body. If there's any tension, just relax those parts. And you just want to kind of start with the eyes, make sure that they're closed, they're not clenched, not tight, the brow is relaxed, the jaw, you're not clenching your teeth. just continue on down the body, doing what we call a body scan, observing parts of the body that might be tense. The stomach, the legs, hands and feet. And the very simple practice of observing the breath. And I tend to go to the abdomen and just observe the sensation of the rhythm of the abdomen going in and going out, like the tide at the ocean side. Observing the breath going in, observing the breath going out. We want to maintain our attention on the abdomen and this process of breathing. If you find your mind is wandering off, going someplace else, just acknowledge that. And that ever so gently, bring it back, bring your attention back to the abdomen. And that's the process. And if you have to bring your mind back 1,000 times, that's just part of the process. No pressure, no judgment. Okay? I will invite the bell. And we'll sit for about 5 minutes.